Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. And speaking of great things, a really cool event that's going to be happening down in Murfreesboro on February the 13th, Blue Bloods in the Round. It's going to be at Humble Baron at Nearest Green Distillery, featuring some of the best songwriters in our area with hits that they've written for Morgan Wallen, Carrie Underwood, Kenny Chesney, and much more. And to talk more about this benefiting the MTSU Athletics NIL program, Athletic Director Chris Massaro is on the line with us. Chris, how you doing?
Great, Chase. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Really excited about this. And this is kind of, you know, a new thing that we see in college sports now with NILs and all of that. But this is going to be really cool, featuring some MTSU alums that have penned some great songs.
Yeah, what we're I'm so excited about this event. So we're marrying a bunch of MTSU alums that the head distiller at Nearest Green, Victoria Butler, she's an MTSU grad. A lot of the songwriters are MTSU grads and performers, you know, and it'll benefit our football NIL. So it's really kind of a comprehensive MTSU showcase out there, and it'll be a fantastic night.
How cool is it, though, to see all these people come together to support athletics? Because, I mean, we all know that how important this is nowadays for the way things are going. To see everybody come together like this, I know has to be special.
Yeah, it is, and, you know, and we're in kind of we're uniquely positioned, and so the NIL is probably the most important development in college athletics in probably the last 30, 40 years. And so we have to be active in that space. We're a little bit more limited resources than some. And so we want to also prevent donor fatigue, to go to these donors that go to this, donate to this cause and to our capital projects and those kind of things to be able to entertain them and maybe to tap a whole different market as well. And so we're going to do a lot of these entertainment type events that benefit student athlete NIL. And to me, our whole mission is to enhance the student athlete experience. And this is a great way to do it.
We're talking with MTSU Athletic Director Chris Massaro on the People Show. Chris, before we go any further, what's one snack you can't put down? We Kit Kats, Little Debbie Rolls, Fudge Rounds. What's one you can't put down?
You know, I'm a salty and chip guy. I can walk by Little Debbie's and donuts and sweets, but like put some nachos or chips or something in front of me and I have a hard time.
Good. The first step about the problem is admitting that we have a problem. So that's good.
Oh, it's huge.
Lifelong. I love it.
It's a lifelong love affair for me.
Right? It's never going to go away. This event, the Blue Bloods in the Round, we're going to see more of these, not with just our beloved MTSU school, but a lot of schools doing this because this does so much and benefits so many people. Of course, this event benefiting the MTSU Athletics NIL program. But this is going to be the norm now, right, Chris?
Yeah, I think so. People are looking for alternative ways to bring revenue in and those kind of things. And you're seeing it across the board, you know, even before NIL, this marriage of sports and entertainment, music and sports and those kind of things. And so 10, 15 years ago, they were treated as more separate entities. And now you're seeing it across the board. And that's one of our strengths is our location. I mean, we're right in an entertainment mecca of everything. So we as a school, we as an athletic department need to lean into that strength and for the next 10 years and really develop a solid foundation for us marrying those elements.
You know, that's one reason I love your head football coach. It was not a factor of like, oh, look at us. It's like, let's get to work. Everybody's doing this. Let's get to work. Let's get the NIL going and all that. So when everybody's on board, we talk about this, Chris, pushing the same way, it makes it a lot easier what you're trying to accomplish.
It does. And so Again, this is kind of new to a lot of people. Like, you know, how much does a right guard cost? You know, and it's changed a lot of recruiting philosophies where, you know, geography used to maybe be the number one component in recruiting, and now it's not, you know, and you're seeing some of the geography lines getting wiped away. Another thing that we're looking at is we used to have a lot of different uniform combinations because we felt that gave us a nice little niche with recruits. Well, now that they don't care as much about the uniform, because there's other priorities that are more important to the prospective student athlete. So you won't see us with as many helmet combinations and those kind of things. So we'll shift some of our resources that maybe we're spending on alternative helmets, and maybe we'll only have one or two helmets instead of four helmets and those kind of things. So I think it's been a good thing. It's a good exercise for us as we try to shift our priorities and the revenues behind that to enhance the student athlete experience in this modern day world.
Chris Massaro is with us, athletic director at MTSU. You mentioned the kind of the entertainment mecca of Nashville and being, you know, close to that. Does the whole Nashville factor and the fact that Nashville has grown and Murfreesboro has grown, does that help with some of this stuff? Because like a kid may look and go, man, I'm, you know, 30 minutes from Nashville. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah, I'm going to go to MTSU.
I think that's always been our greatest strength is our location, you know, and as athletics continues to evolve, that's even more important of a strength. We are in a dynamic economy. We're in a growth area that we should pop a champagne cork every time there's a new high school open in the Middle Tennessee area. So to me, that's our greatest strength. And then when you combine kind of the DNA of our area with the music and the entertainment and those kind of things and how it deals with sports, we're positioned quite well. And as I look across our league and other leagues like us, that we're more uniquely positioned than 90% of the group of five.
So, you know, one of the things that, you know, we've talked about with you the last year or so is all the improvements to the athletic facilities. How's the stadium going? How are all the new buildings coming along?
Man, it's going great. I just stepped out of a construction meeting, actually, and our 86,000 square foot building is going to be really done with the construction phase in May. And then it's going to take us about 2 months to equip it and move in. From all the AV equipment to the furniture and the weight room equipment and all of those kind of things. So we're on schedule for us to be fully operational by training camp of this summer. So I'm super excited about that. It's been a long project to get it off the ground and also in the construction phase. It's about an 18 to 20 month construction on it. And it's just beautiful. The glass is starting to go in, is almost completed, and so you can really see the shape of the building now, and it's added so much to our campus.
I think it's I was in there last week. It's just beautiful. When it's done, it's going to be fantastic. Also, real quick, February is rolling around. Your two basketball teams are rolling. The men's doing good. The women's always doing good. A couple big games this weekend for the men at Murphy Center. So I told Chase a few weeks ago, that's a fun basketball team. I mean, they like to go up and down the court. That's fun to watch, and now's when you support them because February, as you all know, Chris, leads into March, hopefully leads into the tournament.
It really does, and right now we're almost halfway through the conference season, and we're in first place. We're tied for first in both men and women, and so this home stretch is going to be really critical for us. I think there's maybe six home games for each men's and women's program, and so we need to hold serve at home. So we need to have as many fans come as possible. Last Saturday, we had a great crowd for our Western Kentucky men's game, and that really lifted us to victory. And so we need to duplicate that here on Thursday and Saturday, and then when the women come back, to lift them up as well. So we've got a chance to hold up both regular season championship trophies and to make a real move in Huntsville. To win both championships at the tournament.
And I will say this, watching a basketball game at Murphy Center in the Glass House, as it's called, is so much fun. You talk about it's historic facilities. That is one of them. So if you've never been to a game at MTSU at Murphy Center, go check it out.
And come Thursday night, come Saturday, our men's program, they do, as Joe said, that they've got a style of play that's really, really fun to watch, and that they're aggressive and full court and fast pace, and I think the fans will be highly entertained, and so in our women's program is always that way. They're our standard for the whole athletic department.
And also, we're excited February 13th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Humble Baron at Nearest Green Distillery, Blue Bloods in the Round. Going to be a really cool event. Chris, thanks so much for coming on and promoting this today.
Yeah, and it's a great – for people like me that maybe struggle with Valentine's Day presents, that's a perfect one.
Yes.
That's a good one for sure. Thanks, Chris. We'll see you there.
All right. Take care, guys.
Absolutely. Chris Massaro, athletic director at MTSU, joining us. And, again, you can go to GoBlueRaiders.com for more info. Blue Bloods in the Round, February 13th from 6 to 9, Nearest Green Distillery, benefiting the MTSU Athletics NIL program. We will be there. Going to be a lot of fun.
It will be. And I'm a little ticked at Eric calling in earlier. How the hell was I supposed to know that James Cromwell was Archie Bunker's best friend from a show 55 years ago?
I don't know. Don't let it get to you.
It's gotten to me.
Look, you're going to get up and do a set at Blue Bloods in the Round. I know the song you're planning to sing, and it's going to be beautiful.
Thank you.
It will bring a tear to a glass eye. I thank you. You just need to let it go, and it'll be okay.
I thought you said I was going to, you know, I'm going to get up, and I thought you were going to go back in the kitchen, and there's one. I see it right now. There's one Oreo left in the kitchen, and
I cannot. Is it just staring at you?
I can't eat it. I cannot do this, so. Send it out, Chase.
Okay. What does that mean? Take it to break?
There we go.
Well, coming up next, we got What Day Is It in Celebrity Birthday? And if you want to go to the Preds game tonight, we'll have your chance to do that as well. A four-pack for tonight's game. We'll do that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.